decide it themselves. I think the officiating's been pretty good today, and it should be in a state quarterfinal. Should be some of the best around, and I think they've done a very good job. So Royals trying to keep the ball in their offensive zone. Maddie Grauman on the far side trying to center it. Can't do that. She stops, waits for some numbers, kicks back for Isabel for Isabel Ferreira. Ball comes up middle of the field. Royals trying to get that closer to the goal line. They couldn't. Launched up to midfield. As we have an interesting set of plays coming up as the ball stays back out. They're going to make the Royals try to shoot from about 30 yards out, and that's giving their goaltender Paulson a lot of time to get a beat on that ball. Royals struggling to get the ball down deep. They're starting to pack in the defense, which, why not? Why not? Do it. Make it hard on the Royals, and they definitely are. As the ball comes out of bounds, throw in for Dolan. Midfield, up ahead to Vollert. Their defense has been pretty good. Coming into this game, assumption, they've averaged over 5 goals per game, whereas the Castle Guards, about 4.5, if you want to count a half goal. However you do that, ball must be a little deflated or something, but then defensively, the Royals give up about a goal and a half a game, and Castle Guards don't give up a full goal a game. So good defense for Washburn, and you're seeing that today as the Royals really got their work cut out for them here for the last about 35 minutes of play. In the second half, the Royals going from my right to the left. Washburn from my left to the right. Ball is controlled by Sumption as right now, Castle Guards trying to get up to midfield. They are just about two as they get the ball back up. Isabel Ferreira going against the defense. Tries spin, whiffs on her clear kick, and it's cleared all the way down. As Gerlin Ferreira gets there first. Boots it back to Hintz. Hintz hits it up. Bounce back by the Castle Guards. Halbersma lifts it up to Dolan. Dolan near side. Lucy trying to fake the defender out, goes to the sideline, stops, lifts it back across her body, still getting good speed, lifted up ahead, way ahead of Vollert as the ball goes out the end line, played by Paulson as she gets another goal kick. That will be handled by Sienna Sandor. Hope everybody's having a great day down in Wisconsin Rapids. A little warmer, I'm supposing, up there, or down there, I should say, because I'm up here in Rhinelander. When I was leaving about noon, it was getting humid. Sun was out. There's a foul called against Washburn. And there will be a free kick coming from Isabel Ferreira. From 45 yards out, sent in. Picked up by Vollert. She gets shoved from behind. No call. I'll go with that. I think that was more incidental. Lucy Dolan gets there first. She tries to get around the defense, and it's picked up by Washburn. There's another whistle. As I think they're telling the athletes to calm her down. I'm getting a little heated out there. And that's a good call. Everybody's getting a little amped up as the clock ticks down. Royals in a tough spot they haven't been in yet. Well, they were last game, but things were going not as smoothly as they are now. Royals get the ball back midfield. Addie Vollert takes it right up the middle. Tries to get through a defender, does not. I wonder if she would have taken it near side, but hey, I'm no soccer player, so I shouldn't question it. As ball bounces off of Halbersma, Sarah Shaw up ahead to Grauman. Grauman can't quite hold on to it. She holds on to it. She's still running towards the goal. But throw in coming here for Washburn. Throw in, played by Grauman, right in front of the Assumption bench. Stays inbounds, then touched by Washburn, goes out of bounds. So a throw in coming right now for the Royals as Catherine Steinle does the honors. Throws up Isabel Ferreira. She hits it towards the middle of the field. Sarah Shaw with it, working to her left. Kick back out. Ferreira is there. Header by Washburn, right to Shaw as the ball comes up, bounces, out of play by about 3 feet and hits the side of the net. Faked me out for a second until I saw that she wasn't making a play on it. But, hey, in that process, first corner kick of the game for the Royals. Isabel Ferreira doing the honors here as the Royals get ready. Kick lined in, bounced, high pop in the goal box, and it's cleared by, guess again, Sienna Sandor, as the Royals had a golden opportunity taken away by that good defensive player for the Castle Guards. There's a reason why she's a captain. As Shaw being double-teamed, harassed by two Castle Guards. Could say thwarted. As the ball goes out of bounds, and there's another corner kick coming up for the Royals as they are cranking up that offensive pressure. That Washburn just can't kick it out the middle. They're going to have to kick it out the end line as we have 32 minutes left in this regulation as the ball bounces off a body, bouncing in the goal box, still not cleared, and it is now going out of play for a third corner kick for the Royals. Addie Vollert coming up to do it again. She sets up and giving the okay. Boots it. A little longer this time as a bounce. Grauman's there. Popped up high into the air. Gets it as Paulson about 3 feet in front of the goal line as she makes a big stop there for the Castle Guards. Washburn still up 1-0 over the Royals as they get the ball back up to midfield. Gerilyn Ferreira has to play there as she has to clear it. Out of play, throw in coming for Washburn.
Fans, at the conclusion of the game today, we ask that you remain in the seating area for the awards.
Assumption. Waiting the next opportunities here as substitution. Amelia Croteau comes out and in goes Aurora Olson as throw in comes in and it's lifted back up towards the Royals goal. Ferreira with it and it gets out the end line and there will be a goal kick coming for the Royals. Haley Hintz says, okay, Isabel Ferreira. Boom it, as the Royals starting to play with a little more up-tempo nature. Beth, how about we take a 30-second break here, and we'll be back here on 105.5 FM WIRI.
Paper City Savings' mission? To develop relationships, determine needs, and deliver solutions. And with more than 100 years' experience, why trust anyone else? Paper City Savings, supporting communities through mortgage loans and tailored financial services.
Is getting vaccinated on your to-do list? We can help you check that off.
You've got this.
Yes, you do. See how we've got you at yougotthis.usaging.org. A message from the Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging.
Things just not going the way of the Royals right now as Washburn back down, marching through the field. His ball's going to be thrown in right now by Anna Doucette. She goes through, lifts it, played up ahead. Ileana Gildens off. She's there, but there will be a corner kick coming. And we'll see what Washburn does with the first corner of the second half. As trying to see the number, peeking way out. As number 10 comes in to do it, that's Gemma Sandor. Peeking out, trying to see, making sure I'm not obscuring anybody else's view. There's a boot centering, that's topped up high, and out of play. There's collision, meeting of the minds there. I believe that was Sienna Sandor, and I believe that was... I believe that was... As they're stopping the play right now, as they are sending 15 Isabel Ferreira out, they might be checking her for concussion. Because she fell down, grabbing her head, and now she's saying, I'm okay, but officials, they have that discretion to stop the game and send a player off to be checked on at any point. So Josh Scott, trainer, coming up to talk to her and make sure she's okay. Very frustrated, the young lady. As 52:09.
Please join me in a round of appreciation for Zane, Landon, Caden, and Colin from Washburn for being our ball boys today.
They give recognition to the ball boys. We didn't have any set up today, so they pulled four youngsters out of the crowd. Doing a good job. Right on the spot for it. As there is a corner kick coming. Sent in. That's in off the bodies. I believe that is off of Andy Vollert. And now there's a third corner kick of the half for Washburn. So lean, me leaning, trying to see what's going on. Sent in. That's played by Hintz. She drops it, and then she dives on it wisely as she now gets to boot it out. No four-peat attempt there for the Castle Guards. Ball comes towards midfield, played again by Washburn. Washburn, a little bit more energized at the moment as the defenders automatically crash back to a three wall as Vollert trying to get around the defense. She does. Double team. Try to chip up ahead to Bella Thomas. She does. She gets it. Vollert, near side, about 20 yards out. Center an attempt. Right there. Cross. Couldn't hit it. They couldn't get there. As whiffed by two players. And the Royals still looking for their first opportunity. Ball goes out of bounds. And they throw in for the Royals. As it appears, as Bailey Hartges will be going to do the honors, and she's actually being pulled as Isabella Ferrer is back in. Good, she cleared concussion protocol, passed the tests, so she can come back in. As Royals have the ball with a whistle that I believe is a foul against the Royals, and now Washburn able to boot it deep. There we go as Washburn hits it down deep, and it'll go out of play. Throw in for the Royals as Halbersma to throw it in. Lifts overhead to Dolan. Dolan gets there. It's last touch by Washburn. Dolan throws it in. Up ahead, Eddie Vollert. She can't quite hold on to it. As now Dolan up ahead to Vollert. Vollert holds it in. As it does not, as it pops out of bounds. So there's another turnover for the Royals as there will be a throw-in for Washburn. 54-37, time on the clock into this contest. Royals running out of time, trailing 1-0 to Washburn. Both teams really pressing now. Washburn trying to get that insurance and deliver probably the dagger. Royals trying to get the equalizer and chance to continue this game. We'll see what happens as time progresses. This throw in for Washburn. Boot. Way high, near side, looking like it might go out of play. It does not, held in by Washburn's Anna Dustat. Ball now kicked back towards midfield. Some of that might be just a little keep away. Trying to burn up some clock as ball goes out of bounds. Played by Halbersma. Halbersma inbounds to Dolan. Then comes back out of bounds. Could be inbounded by Halbersma again. Ball comes back out, out of play. This time goes the way of the Castle Guard. So a throw in for Washburn. Let's do set to do the honors. 1-0 lead, Washburn over Assumption. There's 24 minutes remaining in regulation. Royals need a goal. Ball comes back out as there's a whistle. And I believe there is a free kick, makes a little spot with shaving cream on the field. That's why I call it shaving cream. Pretty much is. As now they have a set play coming up. Sierra Sandor to do what she's got to do. As the Royals have a little trouble. This is an opportunity here as there, they draw the line on the field with shaving cream. Hence, directing traffic. Sienna Sindor sends it in. She boots it over the wall, trying to center it. Bouncing ball off a head and wide of the goal, out of play, and there will be a goal kick for Hintz. Royals dodged a bullet there as we are over 57 minutes into this contest as we are 17 minutes into the second half. Royals caught a little flat-footed today. They're having a hard time getting their offense going. That's a big credit, by the way, to the defense of Washburn. I kind of wondered how that would go, because looking at the stats don't lie. They don't give up many goals. As Vollert takes the ball up the near side, and she gets pushed. The ball goes out of bounds, and they are going to call it a goal kick. I wasn't sure what they were going to do on that one. So, goal kick coming. Sandor to deliver. 22 minutes left to go. In regulation, Royals trailing. Out goes Anna Doucette. In comes Mariah Kingeezer. Kanegeezer, excuse me. Sandor sends it deep. Played off of Dolan. Ball bounces back. Gerilyn Ferreira, she misplays it. It's a foot race now between Ferreira and Ludwig. Ludwig tries to get there first. She falls, and Ferreira gets there. That could have gone either way. I'm surprised there wasn't a foul called on that, and there wasn't. As it's a little slow to get up is Ludwig. Hopefully she's all right. As the Royals, Dolan puts it in play, throw in, as Sarah Shaw trying to weave through the defense. She does. She's getting around the defense. Plays up ahead. Went Thomas, wants Vollert. Vollert racing for it, and it's cleared. Out of play on the near side. Throw in coming for the Royals, and that will be Addie Vollert. Vollert throws in, intended for Dolan. Now it's picked up by Washburn, and it goes out of play. Vollert to throw it in again. Vollert up ahead, overthrows it for Dolan. Dolan gets to it, has to get around the defense, and it's kicked out of play. And a throw-in, Dolan to Vollert. Vollert comes up, kick right into the belly of Sandor, out of play. Corner kick coming for the Royals. Fourth of the second half. You can start hearing some yelling from the fan bases. Everyone's getting into it, as they should. This deep in the playoffs, if you aren't excited for what's going on, you need to check your heart rate. You need to reevaluate some things in life. Vollert sends it in. Crossing, centering, bounces through the scrum. Scrum comes back in, and it's cleared by Washburn. Goes out of bounds. Throw in coming for the Royals. As Catherine Steinle throws it in, senior for the Royals. As bouncing around, comes back to Steinle. Ferreira boots it up, looking for her sister. And now held in is Halbersma. Misplaying it was Gildensoff, and the ball comes back as Ludwig's trying to get her second goal. She's trying to get around the defense as she's nearly done it. Playing flanking there is Kanegeezer. Shot sent in off the knees of Gildensoff, played up by Maddie Grauman. Grauman up ahead to Isabel Ferreira. Ferreira up ahead, tries to get to Vollert. Vollert is there. She boots it a little too far. Now it's a foot race, and Paulson's there right before Thomas could get there. Royals had an opportunity, just couldn't quite capitalize this time, but they're getting closer as they still trail Washburn 1-0. Beth, how about we take another 30-second break as we hit the 60th minute mark? So we'll be back here in 30 seconds here on 105.5 FM, WIRI.
Got muscle? Athletes of all levels need to train to build muscle and rebuild and repair muscle after they practice and compete. Containing 13 nutrients, white and low-fat chocolate milk's high-quality protein offers athletes an edge over traditional sports and other protein drinks. That's why so many professional athletes include milk as a core part of their training diet and recommend milk for aspiring athletes as well. Learn more at GonnaNeedMilk.com, brought to you by Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin.
More physical play as the ball goes out of play. Just shy of a corner kick, Voller got tackled twice. Goes no call on a foul or anything, but throw in Dolan looking for Voller. Voller gets around the defense, and it's kicked up ahead by Sandor. Halbersma leaves it up ahead, played by Gildensoff. Halbersma's there too. Now the Castle Guards. Hermosa Gauthier sends it back down to the Royals' offensive or defensive zone. Shaw can't handle the throw-in, but she still gets a foot on the ball as she's trying to play around the defense. Vollert playing it towards center field, blocks it up ahead to Steinle. Steinle sends it up ahead to Thomas. Thomas can't quite get there as she's whistled for a handball as the ball inadvertently touched her elbow. You'll get that call every time, as there will be a free kick opportunity for the Castle Guards. Again, want to take this moment, thank all of our sponsors for high school sports all season long. As Econ Electric Inc., Home Furniture Wisconsin Rapids, Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Paper City Savings, 8th Street Auto, and Wisconsin Rapids Area CVB. And Homestead Golf Course, where Randy rooms and boards and does his hunting. Not actual hunting, looking for his golf ball. His own admission, saw him the other week. He's doing well. Who's his wife? It's always good to see them. And, of course, the sponsors of Playmakers, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, from 4 to 5, talking everything there is sports with James, Seth, Randy, and myself. Family Natural Foods, Quality Plus Printing. Always appreciate what they do. As WIRI sincerely appreciates the support of all our local businesses so that we can bring these games to our listeners. Please call 715-424-1300 weekdays if your business would like to bring these games to our listeners. WIRI, 105.5 FM, Wiscountry. Listen on your radio, 105.5 FM, or on the Civic Media app. So, Royals, you still got some work to do, trailing 1-0 with about 16 minutes left to go. Royals, you got to get moving here. As the ball comes into the Royals' defensive half of the field. Throw in, Catherine Steinle. Brings it up. Played up, Maddie Grauman. Leaves it up ahead, trying to get Bella Thomas in stride. And she just can't quite get there as the ball goes out of bounds. Throw in for the Royals. Grauman, to do the honors, gets up ahead to Shaw. Shaw has it, sends a low screamer along the turf. Wide of the mark on the near side of her shot and goes out of bounds for another goal kick. 64-44 left to go, or into the game. Well, it's 15 minutes left to go. Royals, clock running down on their season. Got to be careful here, Assumption. You got to be ready. As Vollert gets that ball, she smokes into the inside, shades in, shot, and it's scooped up on a diving, sliding save by Paulson. First shot of the second half for the Royals, and first save for Washburn. Royals still pressuring. Dolan trying to get around the defense, and she does. Comes up, lifts, right into the hands, a little bobble. Paulson still makes it, so there's another quick shot, another quick save, as Paulson looks to boot it away and try to give her some breathing room. 15 minutes to go in regulation as Dolan comes up with it. Battling on the near side is Halbersma. Leaves it up ahead. Vollert gets knocked down to the turf as there will be a foul against the Castle Guards, and a free kick coming to the Royals. Coming about 42 yards from the goal. Comes running up. Vollert, centering attempt. It'll be wide of the mark. Last touched, and it goes out of bounds for a corner kick for the Royals. Their fifth of the half, fifth of the game, as Vollert to do more honors. Mist still coming down here in Hodag country. Vollert to deliver. Comes up centering. Played by Washburn. Kind of cutting through the scrum. Goes out of play. Held in by Maddie Grauman as she sends it back in. Bella Thomas can't get there. Slides through. And a diving save by Paulson. That one probably wasn't a shot, but that was definitely a save. Yes, that was a heck of an effort there that I, for a second, thought she wasn't paying attention and it was going to get through. Halbersma lifts the ball up, intended for Shaw. And now Castle Guards knock it back down to the defensive zone. A little miscommunication, and here come the Castle Guards as they send it up ahead. Jerilyn Ferreira, she got there first to block it. It goes out of play. Now a throw-in coming for Washburn. Washburn between Ashland and Bayfield on Schwamigan Bay in Lake Superior. Sportsman's dream up there. A lot of good trout fishing in the streams and a lot of good fishing out in the lake. A lot of salmon, a lot of lake trout, lake trout. Even in the rocks of the bay, you get walleyes and smallmouth and all kinds of other predatory game fish. So a lot of history up there, shipwrecks and everything. Really neat area. You get a chance, go up there and visit. Check out the Apostle Islands. Wisconsin, just a beautiful state. All kinds of good things going on for Wisconsin if you're an outdoorsman or even if you're not. A lot of beautiful scenery as the Royals get a throw in. Lucy Dolan with it. And it goes out of play as there is actually a foul whistled against the Castle Guards. Free kick coming for the Royals. 45 yards out. Voller to do the honors. She kicks a little shy and not paying attention to the situation. Was Isabella Ferreira. There's a shot sent in right into the belly of Paulson. Another shot, another save for Washburn. Royals out shooting the Castle Guards, just not able to get through. Halbersma, a little chip up ahead. Dolan, then back to Halbersma. Halbersma battling down low as his Gildens off. That ball comes out of play. Last touch by Washburn. Throw in coming Halbersma. Halbersma throws in up ahead looking for Dolan. Dolan trying to pass back to herself. Does. Then lifted up and out of play by Washburn. Throw in Halbersma. Looking ahead to Dolan. She's double teamed immediately. Kicked out of play by Washburn. Dolan throws it in. Looking up ahead to Vollert. Then there's a push, and there will be a possession there for Washburn. 11 minutes left to go in the contest. Royals, you got to move. You got to move, Royals. As now, Washburn, just taking a little bit of time. Why not? I'd do it too. As the Royals playing up ahead as down goes Isabel Ferreira grabbing her ankle as she caught a direct shot from Sarah Shaw. There's a stoppage of play for an injury trying to get Isabel Ferreira off the field. Ball was sent right into her ankle on the side. Her own teammate wasn't intentional by any means. Always accidental as there's a stoppage. Beth, how about we take our 30-second break here, seeing as we got a couple seconds. So back here in 30 seconds here on 105.5 FM, WIRI.
Summer is here, and construction zones are everywhere. With crews working diligently, it's crucial to stay vigilant for nails and screws on the road. After all, a flat tire can quickly derail your day. If you discover a nail or screw in your tire, head straight to 8th Street Auto. Their expert team will not only assess your tire, but also conduct a thorough inspection of your vehicle to help prevent future issues. Trust the certified professionals at 8th Street Auto to ensure your vehicle is in top shape so you can hit the road confidently and fully prepared for your next adventure.
Well, we're back. The Royals had a free kick, and it goes out of bounds. 70 minutes in, 10 minutes to play here. 10 minutes left potentially in the Royals' season, and the end of an era as the Royals need to come up with something big here. Shaw, middle of the field, up ahead to, I believe that was number 24, Bailey Harches. Ball comes in on Paulson as she grabs it, and she's going to send it deep. Actually, she's not. She's electing to play close, eat up a little bit of clock, and then they boot it deep. Out of play, throw in for the Royals. Steinle throwing it in overhead up to Maddie Grauman. Grauman's passed back to herself. try to center it up ahead to Vollert. Vollert can't get her foot on it, and it's booted back towards midfield. Grauman can't get there, and it will go out of play and goes to Washburn. Washburn playing a little more conservatively. So we got under 10 minutes to go in the game. Washburn looking to make their first appearance at state and end the Royal season. Good defense by Washburn. I'm very, very, very impressed with it. His throw in does not come inbound, so now Royals throw it in. Shaw trying to hit it up ahead to Thomas. Thomas gets there. It's Thomas being pushed to the perimeter, trying to win a foot race, and she does, and it's hit. Tried to center it, and playing it is Washburn, and it goes out of play, and it's corner kick for the Royals. They're sixth of the half with under nine minutes to go. 8:20 to go, to be more exact, is Vollert to send it in. Vollert with the boot. Center popped up and back out of play, and it will be a goal kick for Washburn. Paulson lining it up, going to have Sandor play that. Sandor's had an outstanding defensive contest. And whoever they draw, if they do win this game, whoever they draw in that state tournament, they better be ready. That's a good defensive team for Washburn. They make you pay on your mistakes, and they have so far for the Royals. Ball gets past the Royals. Helbersma gets there first, and it's chipped up ahead. Gildens off, and Ferreira goes out of bounds. Now it's a throw-in for Washburn. Washburn trying to get something going here. Anna Doucette, as we have under 8 minutes to go, about 7:20 to go. Ball's misplayed by Washburn. Come back up to midfield. Bailey Hartjes lifts that up ahead to Grauman. Grauman can't get there. Cleared again by Washburn. Gerlin Ferreira tries to knock it back down deep. She hits the turf as the ball comes back in front of the Assumption bench. Ball gets lifted out of play, throw in for the Royals right at midfield. Steinle looking for where to go with it. Can't take too much time. She goes in now. Up ahead, Isabel Ferreira lifted up in front of the Royals bench. Header back into play. Sarah Shaw with it, trying to center it. Trying to get around the defense, comes back to her left. Centering, touched up, touched, hit in the head was... Sandor, as she gets involved in another play, and the ball squirts loose back to the defensive end for Royals. Helbersma tries to hit it back up. That comes back down with a touch by Cassie Clarembeau. Royals trying to get something going here. They're running out of time. 6 minutes left to go in this one. Trailing 1-0 to Washburn. Washburn not really moving with much urgency, and I don't blame them. You see it all the time. As you got Thomas getting the ball right about midfield, stops it. She tries to leave it up ahead for Shaw. Shaw can't quite get on that one. His ball comes back out to midfield. Shaw trying to get there. His ball comes back up. And it's going to be close to, it's all on sides. As Ludwig trying to get another one. Ludwig comes down, falls on the ball. As Royals trying to clear it out, pops up high. As Gerilyn Ferreira trying to get there. Lucy Dolan's there. Ball bouncing. Dolan's still with it. As Royals struggling to get it back towards midfield. We're just about 5 minutes left in this one, folks. Going to be interesting to see how the Royals finish, how this intensity goes. Ball sent in, caught by Hintz. So she's going to have to boot this one deep, and the offense has got to take over. Royals running out of time. Grauman misplays it out of bounds. Throw in for Washburn. They're going to have a heck of a trip if they come through on this one. Heck of a trip down to Milwaukee. They're going to have to leave 2 days early, it seems, from Washburn to Milwaukee's north side. As ball pops up out of bounds, that'll be a Assumption throw-in. Helbersma gets there, throws it in, and gets past Dolan. Helbersmith is there, misplays out of bounds. Four and a half minutes left to go. Royals, their season in jeopardy. They've played well today, but boy, that defense of Washburn is something. They don't give up anything. And what they do give up, you better be right on. As ball comes up back towards midfield, Dolan intercepts that clear attempt. Dolan getting around a defender, gets around another one. Vollert's there, about 10 yards out. Left foot shot comes in. Shot, tic-tac-toe, bounces. Oh, big clear there. Big clear there for Washburn as Gemma Sandor, the freshman. She was able to clear as a shot sent in and gloved by Paulson. Another shot, another save, as I've got her for 10 unofficially as we are approaching 4 minutes left in the game. Assumption generating opportunities. That last little scrum was something, but wow. That's been impressive all game is the defense of Washburn as the ball comes out, throw in for Washburn here deep in the Assumption zone after that clear. Missed picking up here as we approach 3 minutes. Throw in coming for Washburn. 3 minutes left to go in this one. Royals trying to battle in here. There is no stoppage time. This is not a World Cup situation. Ball sent in wide of the mark, out of play. Has to be a goal kick as they get the ball in. Young lads are Johnny on the spot with it as Royals trying to get, as they are trying to get the ball down the field. Ball comes out of play, right? It stays in, held in by Washburn as Sarah Shaw, maybe one more challenge left in this one. Under three to go. Shaw sends it up, looking ahead for Thomas. Can't get there. As there, I believe that was Gemma Sandor, was in the mix. Grauman up ahead to Shaw. Shaw gets around Sienna Sandor. Now Vollert with it left side shot. Wide of the mark, high and left as that goes to the fence. And we have just about 3 minutes to go, 2 minutes to go in this one. Goal kick coming as, well, Washburn, they're not going to milk it, but they are inching closer and closer. Clock is not the friend of the Royals. Sandor, she sends it deep. And that is picked up by Shaw, picked up again by the Castle Guards. And the ball gets kicked out of play in front of the bench of the Royals. Steinle sends it in. Gerlin Ferreira up ahead, trying to get to Thomas. That ball is being boxed out and out of play. That'll be a goal kick as we have about a minute and a half remaining in this one. Washburn can taste it. Big close moment here as they are about ready to make their first trip to state if they can hold the Royals off the board for a minute and 20 seconds. Sandor, she sends it deep. Back played by Dolan. Dolan has it run down her torso. Shaw with it middle of the field. Pass over to Isabel Ferreira. Up ahead to Matty Grauman. She can't quite keep it on her. Sent back towards the Hodag logo. And that's where there's a mad rush for it. Gildensoff and Ludwig. And it's going to be a mad rush for it on the far side. Under 1 minute left to go in this one. Washburn can taste it. There will be a throw in. Washburn faithful standing up, cheering on their team as there's a lot of smiles there by a lot of the parents as they can feel it. If they get this one, congratulations to Washburn. They've definitely earned it. Ball comes back out the end line, and there will be a goal kick for the Royals. Under 30 seconds to go. Castle Guards ready for it. Intercepted by Ludwig, and there's a whistle. And there, the clock is still running as the officials are having a chat with someone out there as they are saying Assumption ball with 10 seconds to go. This is it. The Royals' run comes to a conclusion up in the north woods of Rhinelander as Washburn celebrates their first trip to state as the clocks hit zeros, 80 minutes, and the Royals fall to Washburn today at Mike Webster Stadium in Rhinelander by the score of 1-0. Very, very fun game, very entertaining game, very hard-fought game, as there's only one winner, and that today is Washburn as they meet in the field of play, hugging and cheering and really, really, really emotional, very happy as they should be, as Assumption hanging their heads a bit, hands on the knees, catching their breath, very disappointed, dejected, as they meet for the handshake line at the conclusion of this one, and everybody definitely gave their all on both sides. So, Beth, how about we take our last time out, take as long as you need. We will get all our ads in, and then we will come back here for the post-game show here on 105.5 FM WIRI.
Econ Electric Inc., based in Wisconsin Rapids, Wisconsin, dedicates itself to delivering cutting-edge and dependable residential electrical contractor services. Whether it's a new home or enhancing existing ones, their commitment spans every detail. The success lies in offering residential electrical services tailored to your lifestyle and property. Proudly serving central Wisconsin, including Stevens Point, Plover, Lakes Area, and Wisconsin Rapids. Experience the comfort and security of a Generac generator and the excellent customer service of Econ Electric Inc. now.
A great opportunity exists for people who enjoyed sports as participants or by watching a son, daughter, brother, or sister compete in high school sports. You can make significant income while giving back to the games that mean so much to young participants by becoming a WIAA licensed official. It gives you the opportunity to get involved, stay in shape, assist in providing the many lifelong lessons proven to be inherent in school-based sports. Signing up is easy. Simply go online at WIAAWI.org and access the Officials tab to get started today. A message from WIRI and the WIAA, keeping the education in sports.
Well, someone's got to win, someone's got to lose, and unfortunately this afternoon for the Assumption Royals, they came on the short end of the scoreboard as they fell to Washburn by a score of 1-0. Here at Mike Webster Stadium. Very unfortunate turn of events for the Royals as they were looking to return to state for the first time since 2022. And it's a bit of an end of an era, so to speak, as a lot of outgoing seniors and outgoing coach as well, as he is retiring after this game. So Jim Wendell's big congratulations on everything you have done coaching, and we really do appreciate what you've done for the community and the program at Assumption, and it's disappointing, it's sad, but you're a good guy, you're a good friend, and wish you nothing but the best as you move forward into everything that you plan on doing here, Jim. So they're giving out the medals now as keeper Haley Hintz, then Sarah Shaw, Lucy Dolan, that was Catherine Steinle. And comes up, then Addie Vollert, and then, of course, there will be Ashlyn Dolan, who's unfortunately not able to play today. She took an injury against Aquinas, and she appears to have a cast on that foot, so very unfortunate there. As coming up, Olivia Moss, and then Gerlin Ferreira. Good defensive player there for the Royals, and then Ella Lurch. And Maddie Grauman and Lena Gildenzoff. After that, Bella Rose Roth, freshman for the, I believe, freshman for the Royals. As Roth walks up to get her medal, Carly Helbersma. Then followed up by Isabella Ferreira. And then Ava Lee and Bella Thomas coming up to get their medals as well. Follow that up by Sophie Coleman and Bailey Harches. Adeline Jacoby, Addie Verwink, and Peyton Jardine rounding out the players for the Royals, getting their sectional runner-up medals for this outstanding season that saw them recapture the Midwestern Wisconsin Conference title after a one-year hiatus after missing out last year. Excuse me. As now, with the last Royal player coming up to get their medal, they will ask head coach, as I thought they were doing a sectional runner-up plaque, but if they do not, That's all right, too. They used to do that. They've changed how they do that. As now there is the Castle Guards who are on their way to Milwaukee for the first time in program history as they give the medal to the outstanding goalkeeper today in Lainey Paulson and Amelia Couture, Gloria Vross, Maddie Ludwig, Nola Tulowitzki, Mariah Kennegeezer, then Kaya Werner, Michaela Kennegeezer, Gemma Sandor, Coco Berman, Hermosa Gothier, Maggie Mayotte, Kutzal Gothier, Aurora Olson, Anna Doucette, Nevi O'Loughlin, Cassie Clermbeau, Stella Berman, Morgan Robliski, and Sienna Sandor rounding out the players as they will be storming their coach as he gets handed the sectional championship plaque on a very well-done season, a very well-played game, as they will represent Section 1 in Division 4 at Uline Soccer Complex starting on, it'll be on Thursday when they play at 4:30 or 7 o'clock, depending on what seed they get. As again, the other games coming in, Ozaukee, Random Lake, they're going in. Appleton, Xavier, they're going, as well as Lake Country, Lutheran. So congratulations to all the teams going, and congratulations to all the teams who are not, as they had excellent seasons come to an end today in the sectional finals. As there's a lot of long faces out there, but there's nothing to be ashamed of, as everything, you know, that's part of life. You're not always going to win all the time. You got to learn how to handle adversity, and not everything's going to go your way. So right now they're announcing the coach and the captains to go and get the sectional championship plaque as they are all walking up to get the plaque from the representative from Rhinelander High School, shaking of the hands and taking the plastic wrap off the plaque and handing it. And a big yell and a raise of the plaque and jumping up and down and cheering is Washburn as they have earned that sectional championship, and big congratulations to them. This game didn't have everything. They had everything you could ask for as the Royals battled all game trying to get the upper hand, as the only goal that came up was at the 9:41 mark of the game, as Maddie Ludwig got the goal, and a misplayed shot by assumption, and that's how it ended. As the Royals, they did have their chances, they had their opportunities, it just was not meant to be today. So the Royals see their season come to an end, and that's just how things go sometimes in life. As I said, you don't always come out a winner. It's how you handle the tough patches that really decide your character. And Assumption, they did a great job. And then even when you come out on top, how you handle it. And boy, very impressed with Washburn. Outstanding job by those young ladies there, and outstanding by the Royals. So by my unofficial count, Royals, 9 shots on goal to 2 by Washburn. And I have 9 saves for Washburn, 1 for Assumption, and corner kicks, I've got 6 for the Royals and 5 for Washburn to end up the stats that I have personally kept. So, again, Washburn moving on. Assumption coming home, and the end of an era as Coach Jim Wendels is retiring, and this very highly decorated senior class for the Royals, they are heading out, as you've seen them succeed in the tennis court, to the volleyball court, cross country, and then basketball, of course, and some even wrestled. And then, of course, softball diamond, soccer pitch, track and field. They've done it all, and they've had success, and want to wish them, the seniors, the best as they head out into the world and become productive members of society. So, for the last time here, for this high school sports season. Want to give a big thank you to all of our sponsors, Econ Electric Inc., Home Furniture in Wisconsin Rapids, Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Paper City Savings, 8th Street Auto, and Wisconsin Rapids Area CVB, as well as Randy's good buddies over at Homestead Golf Course, and Family Natural Foods and Quality Plus Printing for their sponsorship of Playmakers. Very appreciated there. WIRI sincerely appreciates the support of our local businesses so that we can bring these games to our listeners. Please call 715-424-1300 on weekdays if your business would like to help bring these games to our listeners. WIRI 105.5 FM, Wiscountry, and you can listen on your radio at 105.5 FM or on the Civic Media app. So get calling in, get stopping in, and help us out. Bring the coming months of maybe a Legion game or two, Legion baseball, one or two of them, and then starting going crazy in August once football starts, as we have football and we're looking to continue with soccer and add some volleyball to it, and as we move into the winter months as well with wrestling, hockey, basketball, you name it. We will continue to try to bring you the absolute best sports coverage you can get in central Wisconsin at 105.5 FM WIRI. So, for all of our sponsors again, Beth Habiger back to the studio. Awesome job. Excellent job as always. Always fun working with you. And for everybody, all of our sound techs throughout the whole season, Laura, Beth, Seth, Chuck, James in there. Really do appreciate all the hard work that you guys put in this entire school year, along with our good buddy Randy Paul, who enjoying the summer months and doing his family responsibilities. Randy, looking forward to meeting you again in this fall and getting the band back together, so to speak. So for everybody at the studio, for Randy Paul, I'm Mike Comer. Thanks again for joining us all season long on 105.5 FM WIRI. You guys stay safe out there. Stay dry. Stay warm. Stay safe. That's the most important thing. Stay safe. And we'll catch you next time here on 105.5 FM WIRI.
High School Sports is proudly brought to you this season by Econ Electric, Home Furniture Wisconsin Rapids, Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Wisconsin Rapids Area Convention and Visitors Bureau, 8th Street Auto, and Paper City Savings. WIRI sincerely appreciates the support of our local businesses so that we can bring these games to our listeners. Please call 715-424-1300 weekdays if your business would like to help bring these games to our listeners. Listen on your radio at 105.5 FM or on the Civic Media app.
Wisconsin Rapids, home for country favorites and classics. 105.5 WIRI.
Drinking. I'm breathing her in, breathing her out. like smoke.
And on the free Civic Media app. 105.5 FM, WIRI, Nakusa. Your home for country favorites and classics. This is 105.5 WIRI.
She asked me where I was from. I said somewhere you never been to. Little town outside of Knoxville, hidden by some dogwood trees. She tried talking with my accent. We held hands and waded into that blue water. She left her flip-flops by my red wings on the beach. Yeah, but now I'm dodging puddles in my sunburned Silverado. Like a heartbroken desperado, headed right back to my roots. Something about the way she kissed me tells me she loves Eastern Tennessee. Yeah, but all I brought back with me was some sand in my boots. Yeah, I said, let's go shoot tequila. So we walked back to beach bar. She said, don't cowboys drink whiskey. So we drank bottom shelf. She said, damn, that sky looks perfect. And I said, girl, you've never seen stars like the ones back home. And she said, maybe I should see them for myself. Yeah, but now I'm dodging potholes in my sunburned Silverado. So
Civic Media app, 105.5 WIRI, Nakusa, Wisconsin Rapids, your home for country favorites and classics. This is 105.5 WIRI.
saddle up my pony, fill the old canteen, roll the blanket, pack the bags with jerky, grits, and beans. Say goodbye to the fellas, save away my mail, kiss my darling Susie, I'm bound to hit the trail.
It is indeed once again time to hit the trail with Trail Tunes on Wiscountry 105.5 WIRI, the show that plays the best of cowboy, western, and south of the border music. So let's saddle up, buckaroos, and head out to those wide open spaces.
Now way out there on the prairie is where I long to be. So give me my rope and my 44 and I'll ride fancy free. Just to see that pale moon rising on the rim of the canyon's veil. I hear that lobo howl and I'm bound to hit the trail.